Children, gather round and we will talk about the meaning of Christmas and all its wonders. We often read Christmas stories about the birth of Jesus or the Christ child. And of course, the Christmas story about Jesus' birth is recorded in the Bible.
It's from the Bible that we learn about the prophecy of our Savior's coming, told over 2,000 years before his birth. It's from the Bible that we learn about Jesus' birth and all who came to the manger on that holy night to welcome and worship him. Most importantly, we hear from the Bible about how Jesus came to bring us hope, joy, love, peace, and eternal life. That is what Christmas is all about. At least once a year, we take time to read and sing about the biblical story of Jesus' birth. Christmas is an exciting time of year.
It might be fun to spell out the word Christmas and after each letter discuss what it means for us.
I'll start. C is for the Christ child. He was born that first Christmas night with a special gift to us.
Okay, next is the letter H.
H is for a hark the herald angel sings. The angels told the shepherds where to find baby Jesus. I think we sing that song at church on Christmas Eve. Let's sing it now. The congregation will now sing verse 1 of Hark the Herald Angel Sings.
Rejoice means to be glad. We are so glad that God sent his son to be born for us.
That's right. I is for Emmanuel. This means God with us.
It also stands for infant.
Very good. We have a hymn about the infant Jesus. Let's all join in singing some of that hymn now.
Christmas song we sing telling us about the wise men seeing the star. Let's all join in singing verse 1 and 5 of We Three Kings.
Thank you.
the letter T.
T is for tidings. This reminds us we should go out and tell others of the good news of the birth of Jesus. We also sing a Christmas carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, that tells us about the angels bringing good tidings of Jesus' birth. Let's sing verse 4 of O Little Town of Bethlehem. Jesus. She and Joseph went to Bethlehem, where baby Jesus was born, and laid him in a manger. That's another M word.
It sure is. Good job.
Okay, the next letter is A. A is for animals that gather around the manger. E.T., one of our very favorite shows, is away in the manger, especially that tells us about the cows that were moving near the manger. Let's sing about the baby and the cows now.
The last letter is S. S is for Savior. Jesus was born to save the world.
Wow, that's a great way to learn about Christmas and help our spelling too.
Isn't it wonderful that God sent His Son on Christmas night?
That is because He loves us and is so big and mighty. We sing a song in Sunday school with those words. Let's sing it now.
My God is so great, so strong and so mighty.